It's disappointing, Michaela. The issue didn't crop up before a couple of months ago. Then it seems to have settled down after it was highlighted and seemed to have stopped, and the Teddy Towns cleaned the whole thing up. But now it has re-emerged again on Main Street, and it seems to be from a different source this time. And it's coming up, and it's very prominent in Main Street, and it looks very bad. And we're just getting to a stage now where we're getting into Teddy Towns judging and so on. And all those volunteers are working flat out to try and have the town looking as well as possible for that. They haven't really got the time to or the resources to deal with this coming up now of having to go out and clean up graffiti as well and not knowing if it's going to be back there the next morning again. So I would just appeal to the people who are doing it to please desist, because it's totally mindless and it's a waste of time and resources for other people, and it's not going to help or Teddy Towns offered in any way.
And it's important to remind those responsible that this is indeed a criminal offence as well.
Yes, it is, Michaela, and people need to get that into their head. They're working in an area now on Main Street where there's loads of CCTV, and cars will be able to detect cars and detect people, and they will be seen doing this. And if they're arrested, they can expect that they'll face the courts and face hefty fines or worse. So they should bear that in mind, that it isn't a bit of crack. It's a criminal offence, and it's defacing our town, and we simply don't want it.